It was such a relief.
I knew that I wanted to have an impact. Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Well, tip to Rowage. Well, yeah, you know this. Sometimes things just strike me as funny, and then I can't let them go. I'm telling you right now, all weekend I'm going to be thinking about the 15 minutes Alabama tried not to run a fourth and one play. I'm telling you, man, I've seen everything in football, but I have never seen that. And oh, by the way, what message do you think that DeBoer sent to his team in all that process? I mean, DeBoer basically told his football team, we have no chance to make this yard against Indiana. That's basically what he said. So by the time he actually did snap the ball, all of his team knew that they weren't making that yard. You know, I mean, you show so little faith in your team's ability to actually pick up a yard. I mean, can you imagine Nick Saban doing that? Can you imagine Nick Saban doing 15 minutes worth of, we're not going to run the ball on fourth and one, try every way we can, buy a vial, try every way we can not to run the ball. Can you imagine a Nick Saban team doing that? No. And again, in that whole process, what he said to his team was, what he said to his offensive line and his running backs and his whole football team is, he said, we have no chance whatsoever to pick up fourth and one against Indiana. So we are going to try to steal this 18 different ways. And when finally the time ran out on trying to steal it, finally they had to go for it at that point, and they had no chance. I mean, none. Zero. I'm telling you, man, this is the Alabama team we're talking about, people. This is the team they landed over Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got Jeremiah Love and two NFL running backs, all right? That's who Notre Dame has. This is the team that can't even try, isn't even interested in trying to run a fourth and one play against Indiana. That's the team you landed over Notre Dame. Nate, how are you, Nate? Good to have you.
Hey, how you doing, Walt, tonight?
Yeah, good, Nate. Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it.
Good. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. First time caller. I think I've texted you a pretty good bit on the text line.
Yeah, welcome,
man. Anyway, I was calling in about that fourth and one, actually, and somebody thought that on the Bama game. I'm actually a lifelong Bama fan. I was raised by, like Bear Bryant, aged parents. And anyway, The fourth and one play you're referring to, it was 3-0. It was like mid second quarter.
Okay.
The game had not yet gotten away from Bama yet.
Right.
But they were on their own 34. So I agree with everything you said. Like I just thought it was a gutsy call that didn't need to be made at that point. But anyway,
Nate, in doing all the ridiculous things he tried to do to gain that yard, he basically told his team, there's no way we can make this yard against them. And at the end of the whole charade, he had to try it anyway, and they just got stoned.
Yeah.
I get anybody trying once to get somebody to jump, but, first of all, you're not dealing with some schmuck on the other side. They're a highly disciplined team, so they're not going to. They're not going to jump. They're not going to fall for your reindeer games. And they're not going to do it. And I thought it was embarrassing from an Alabama standpoint. And again, with all that history you're talking about, Bear Bryant, Nick Saban, can you imagine either of those dudes doing any of that nonsense?
Well, they would have never tried it. But
right.
Not on their own 34, not that early in the game. They were just punting the ball away.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, so the two questions I had, first one was, and I sent you a text about it, but I decided to call in for the first time and ask, am I far off the target and finding it really hard to believe that Ty Simpson beat out Austin Mack? I mean, granted, you're looking at a rough sample last night with what he went in the game to as. And then the second part is as a Bama fan, I know Kalen is recruiting fairly well, but I really worry about his ability or the coaching staff's ability after two seasons of sample size for them to develop, the recruiting classes they have coming in, and I guess I was just trying to get your thoughts about that, and I can take all that kind of stuff off the air. But
All right, Nate, thank you. It was good speaking with you. Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Well, let me start with the Austin Mack part, all right? Mack has a live arm, all right? And that was obvious with, I mean, the best throws that were made in the game by an Alabama quarterback were made by Austin Mack. He threw the one ball deep down the right sideline, and that ball had some zip on it. However, I think what you have to remember with Simpson is the Simpson you're watching right now is not the Simpson that we watch for most of the year. I think he's damaged goods right now. And he's damaged goods because too much of this offense was put on his shoulders. No run game at all. All a young quarterback, first-time starter. You know, I think you have to remember, and look, this is one of the things we sort of warned about with Alabama weeks ago, is that I think it was clear that Simpson was in decline. Now, I've heard reports that he might have been injured. I don't know if he's injured or not, but I think he was gassed. I think way too much was asked of him this year for that football team, and he just had to carry way too much of it. And quite honestly, a lot of the supporting pieces he just didn't have. He had no running back worth a darn. Miller's fine in pass pro, but not as anything else. Look at that weather, Mono. Look at that weather. And so, you know, he didn't have that element. Ryan Williams stunk all year. I mean, just awful. Just dropped pass after pass after pass. You couldn't count on him. He's over there standing on the sidelines during the Auburn game. He's not playing. The announcers are asking, you know, what? Why is he playing? Well, because he stunk. I mean, is why he wasn't playing. I mean, he stunk badly enough that you might have even wondered whether he was throwing games. And I'm not saying he was, just to be clear. I'm not even inferring he was. I'm just saying it actually sort of could have looked that way to some. But he was just playing bad all year long. And so he just really didn't have many weapons. And it was just too much of it left to him. And so the Simpson we're seeing now is actually not the Simpson that Alabama fans watched for much of the year. For much of the year, you know, he's throwing for 300 yards and he's carrying Alabama. And I just think he's damaged goods at the end of the season. And so I think you have to be careful, you know, in suggesting that that Mack might be better. Now, Mack has talent. Again, Mack has a live arm. There's no question about that. So we'll see what happens moving forward. And maybe DeBoer turns it around there. DeBoer just looks and sounds miserable. Like, even they're talking to him before the game. I mean, he just sounds like he's almost dead. I mean, there's like nothing to it. And you have to wonder. I don't know. Looper, how are you there, Looper?
Yeah, I'm watching. I got something later. I'm gonna ask you a question, see if you can guess it. But I'm watching them SEC little things before the game. You know, and they all picked Alabama. And they got the five stars. My favorite Martian said they got more talent. It'll be a cakewalk all the way to the championship game.
Hold on. Who are we talking about? Who said this stuff?
No, they have a little. No, they have like the Southeastern Conference. You know, why there was like about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left in the game before there. You know, they was. I turned it over and they was, you know, talking about the game coming up with Alabama. You know, they had the little people standing around the little table, like on Saturday, the little kickoff thing with.
And they were picking Alabama against Indiana.
My favorite Martian, he was the first one. They asked him, who's he picking in the game? I'm not changing my mind. Alabama has the five stars. This is Southeastern Conference, and I'm saying that they were going to beat them.
So that's why Feinbaum was getting killed on Twitter. Okay.
Then some black guy beside him, you know, they've got the talent. We got the five stars. This is the Southeastern. Well, our team's got five stars. We got as many we're in a while.
Okay.
You know, and they go on and mumbling. They all pick them. Then after the game, you know, I turned it over, you know, to see what their little comment was. None of them have much to say. When it come out, you know, when it come on, my favorite Martian wasn't in his seat. You know, you have these little comments underneath, and it's all boys giving him down the road. You know, where you at now, Feinstein? Why ain't you sitting in your chair, Feinstein? He wasn't even on the show after
Wow. Wow.
But that's always it. And they saying, when they was talking about the after game, well, we know we got the talent. Alabama had the 5 stars. It was just not, you know, it just an anomaly. Where they was using words like it was an anomaly. And, no, Alabama and Oklahoma shouldn't have been in there. They're a fraud. Both of them are frauds.
That's right.
They kept Brigham Young, you know, behind them. Even when they was undefeated at 11-0, they never did move past none of them. Alabama dropped behind them when they lost. Then they beat some team like Charleston Southern, Children of the Poor. Then their last game against Auburn. All of a sudden, boy, they moved up over Brigham Young.
Remember what they actually said. They came on. The reason for moving Alabama up, this is their claim, is that they had the nerve to go for a fourth down and they converted it against Auburn. That's the dumbest reason I have ever heard given on any of those shows. Auburn sucked, and so you had to resort to a fourth down conversion to beat Auburn, and you want credit for that? You want to raise Alabama for that?
Yeah, that's what they said when they had the next to the light, you know, their little poll.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Right.
I mean, you can see Oklahoma and Alabama. It's a fraud, you know. Brigham Young and Notre Dame should have been in there because they would give at least some of these teams a better showing.
That's right. Notre Dame had an elite run game and the best running back in America in Jeremiah Love. Alabama has no run game and no running back and a banged-up quarterback. So, you know, it just absolutely stupid.
Well, Miami deserved to be in there because they did beat Notre Dame, so... You know, the thing is, Notre Dame's been in Brigham Young. We ain't worried about it because Ole Miss will go down to Miami because, my last pick in the bracket is Indiana. I got them to win it all, and that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Indiana-Miami, and that'll be a good game because that's going to be physical. Ole Miss ain't got no physicality. Now, this is another one. I saw see if you can get this question right. I was watching a replay of the 1974 ACC Championship, which I was a Maryland fan, even being a Clemson fan. Good game. And NC State had a guy called Tim Stoddard.
Yeah, he played basketball for NC State and David Thompson.
Yeah, but they also done what?
Baseball. He was a baseball pitcher.
Baseball now.
He was a reliever.
Him and one other guy, him and it ain't but two guys done this. He was one. Who was the other one to play in a Final Four and also playing a World Series?
Playing a Final Four and play in a World Series.
There's only two done it. He done it, and there's another one.
Playing in a Final Four and playing. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Just give me the answer.
Kenny Lofton.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think I would have got that, quite honestly.
Maryland had a good team out here. I went back and watched the play when it was 89-89. Burrow stuff, the two pick blocked the shot from NC State. He got it, throwed it to, I don't know, number 10, I can't remember his name. Now, Mo Howard came up behind him, which when it was 89-89, you can still see it wasn't it's just the back of road referees. The guy laying, trying to make a layup. Mo Howard blocked the shot. The ball was going up when he blocked it. You know, the back of road referees and Norm Sloan, the madman, I called the goaltender. When you get to look at it, that 2 points kind of did play into the game. I remember old Lefty Wazell, I thought he might broke his chair. He stomped so bad that somebody said it's like he cracked a little floor.
But the real issue of that game, and again, that's arguably the greatest game ever played. The real issue of that game is that Len Elmore, who was one of the great defensive players in college basketball.
He was a good pro player.
Yeah.
Lucas.
But Tom Burleson scored 38 points on Len Elmore in that game. And that was the real difference. I mean, for all of Elmore's greatness defensively, Burleson was, 7-4,
he was a
whatever
stick,
he was.
Man.
Yeah.
But that was, they call it goal kicking. When the ball's going up, somebody's blocking.
Well, look, the real crime is that only one of those teams could make the NCAA tournament. The three best teams in the country were NC State, Maryland, and UCLA, and only one of those teams could make the NCAA tournament, and that wound up being NC State, and they went on to win the whole thing.
Well, UCLA won it because they won their little conference.
Yeah.
They got in.
Yeah.
But that was a good game, and but like I say, Mister, where's all them Alabama people coming out? Have they opened up that fence around the state to let people out, you know, so they can run, get out from that state of Alabama after that debacle? Let's take it off there.
Thank you. Have they opened up the fence to let people out of the state after that debacle? Hooper says. Hooper wants to know if they're letting Alabama fans out of the state now. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavery. Listen, now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will help you get what you deserve. Again, Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Areas of practice include DUI. Been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. Being charged doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You'd need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Let me tell you something. If you're injured in any sort of accident, call Nick Lavery, okay? If you require medical treatment, get your medical treatment, and then your next thing is call Nick Lavery. Don't do anything. Don't sign anything. Don't agree to anything. Don't talk to any insurance companies until you speak to Nick Lavery. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting is hard. And look, it gets even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. Kids get in trouble. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. It just means he needs some help. So what should he do next? Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child for your free consultation. Free. Call 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Tell him I sent you. It's how it works. Call for your free consultation. Visit online, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com, and you will 100% thank me later. Ooh, Cincinnati just fumbled. Navy had a chance to recover, but I don't think they did. So Cincinnati's going to retain possession of the ball. Oh, dude, right through your hands. All right, so we'll take a quick break. I'm getting to your calls on the other side. You still have a couple chances to get in. If you want to take them, 654-7627. Yeah.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawlspace insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawlspace and control humidity with an April air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawlspace air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio. Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Tennessee, the one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy, finger licking. I know just where to go. There's this woman I know. She shakes it up right and lets it simmer real slow. Memphis women and fried chicken.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. You know, when I'm looking at the bowl contest thing, and again, this is going to be changed because the Texas line, 11 people had that right, and but Texas shows up as the loser here. So that's going to be changed. So 11 people are going to get the Texas pick right. That's actually going to hurt John Hike because he's the only one at Michigan. But we only have, what do we have? We have one, John Hite, two, Morgan Thomas, and only three people above 500, and nobody at 500. Although, when the Texas thing changes, that will put Kwok above 500. And it will move a couple other people closer to 500. Actually, it will put Nick to 500. And it will put, I guess that's it. So we'll see. This Navy game, the weather in this Navy game is just brutal. Oh, Cincinnati just scored a touchdown. You know, I don't know, Ramona. I have Navy in this. I assume you do, because I assume you're not going against Navy.
Yeah, well, no.
What are we giving, 7 or 7.5? 7 or 7.5? I hope it's 7. Because I don't feel real good about 7.5 right now. Did he score on this? Oh, no, he's down. That's not a touchdown. Right? He's like a yard short, isn't he? I mean, come on.
7.
Yeah. Oh, no. You can't. I mean, look. We have to stop all this push-shove stuff. I mean, we just have to stop this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't think he scored. Now, again, I don't know at what point they stopped this play. I have no idea. But I did not think he scored on this. I thought he was down a yard short. His knee is down. He's down a yard short. I mean, he's not even close. Come on, man. Todd and them, they can't be cheating the Naval Academy, Ramona. They can't be cheating Navy. Todd and then Matt. Todd, how are you, Todd? Good to have you.
I got a good joke for you, Walt.
Is it okay for on air, Todd?
Yeah. How do Alabama fans pick their pick their husbands and wives.
I don't
family
know.
Family reunions.
That's
There's might be some truth to that.
To me, that goes to the whole SEC fan base. If you want my whole opinion,
well, look, Auburn is the civilized bunch in that state.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true. I ain't really heard many Auburn fans running their mouths like Alabama fans do.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you kidding me? Wait a minute. They confirmed this as a touchdown? His knee was clearly down. He was clearly down at the 1 yard line, and they just gave Cincinnati that touchdown? Wow. All right. Sorry, Todd. Go ahead.
All right, Walt. Who is Aiden Childs, and what college did he play for?
Michigan State, and he has talent. I mean, look, when I've seen Aiden Childs at his best, there was a game against Boston College a couple years ago where he just destroyed them. And he has ability. I mean, there's no question his talent. He's played for two schools, but there's no question about his physical ability. He's still a little raw. He needs to be coached up, but in my opinion, he's a better answer than anything you have on the roster. First of all, he's played college football, so a lot of college football. So that matters.
Is he athletic?
Yeah. Yep, athletic. He's like 6'4", probably 225 or so, and he's athletic. He can make plays with his legs. He can extend plays. Yes.
Well, that's all I care about. If he can move around in the pocket and get
yep.
in. With our offensive line, he's going to be on the run.
You might be right. I'm hoping that offensive line gets better next year. I think it will. We'll see.
I keep believing that, but every year it keeps seeming like it goes back to the same old thing.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I 100% understand that. I think the offensive line is going to have a chance to be more athletic next year, and I think those two freshmen are going to help.
Well, you seem to know more about talent evaluation than I do, so I just have to stick with Walt and let him.
Thank you, Todd.
Hopefully it pans out.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it, Todd.
Have a good one.
Happy New Year, Todd. By the way, Ramona, one holiday I care absolutely nothing about is New Year's. I care absolutely zero about it. Could not care less. All New Year's is, Ramona, is an excuse to sort of legalize drinking for one day. That's all it is. It's a day for people to get hammered quasi-legally. That's all it is. It's not like January 1st is any different than December 31st. It's just not. And, you know, and none of those promises that people make at the end of last year as they head into the next year, do they ever keep? So none of it matters. It's just like, it's like the most use. This is a holiday that makes Halloween look great. At least Halloween, you get candy. Matt in Greenville, are you hearing any of this, Ramona? Are you with me? Is this thing working?
Yeah, I heard every word you said.
And New Year's, Ramona? Are you a big New Year's person, are you?
No, because it involves the heavy drinking,
That's what I said. Hey, Matt. So Ramona's caught up now, Matt. How about you?
Hey, Walt.
How you doing,
for
Matt?
Me in.
Thank you.
You know the guy who sells the steaks on the road, he becomes the gym join sales guy in January.
That's right.
That's how he makes it through, Walt. Each holiday to the next.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Don't tell him where the meat's from.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You think I'll get a late Christmas present on Monday, Walt? Do you think the Colts will finally fire the GM that destroyed the season for a cornerback?
Yeah.
Our future for a cornerback. I'm still pretty ticked off about it.
I think Ballard is an idiot. I think Ballard's an absolute idiot, and I would have fired him long ago. I mean, I just think he's a moron. I really do. I mean, I can't believe he's still employed. So, don't hire GM's named Chris Greer, Miami, who they finally got rid of after like 17 years of holding that franchise hostage. And Ballard needs to go.
And two last questions, Ron. Do you think Lawrence is having possibly a MVP candidate here at Jacksonville?
No.
Or no, or he's just improved?
Yeah, I think he's improved. And I still think there's more to go, and I think he needs to prove that he can do it on a particular level, too, against better teams. But I think that football team has improved as a whole. I think better coaching and the defense, I think, has taken a major step up, as have the receivers. So I think there's a lot to like, and I do think Trevor Lawrence is playing probably the best football of his career. And quite honestly, it comes at a time where a lot of people thought that Jacksonville could be looking for a new quarterback next year. So I think it comes just in time.
I feel like he's going to have to, because he's going to be playing on the road at Denver for the championship, if he makes it to the championship game.
Well, you know, they already played there once, and they sort of took Denver to the shed. I honestly think in some ways that's the most surprising game of the year. Not that Jacksonville won the way they won. You know, they sort of moved the ball at will. And in the red zone, they scored easily against the Denver defense that had been so elite most of the year.
And story of the year, obviously, is Indiana. But I think that linebacker core is incredible. Fisher, he's an NFL linebacker. I think they're going to be the national champions. I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Yeah, I mean, what we've seen with Indiana is – again, they're the most well-coached defense I've seen in a long time. I mean, a long, long time. I just think that they're just terrific. I think Haynes does an amazing job. Their linebackers are athletic. They get great drops in coverage. They force quarterbacks to layer the ball, and these college quarterbacks are not good enough to fit the ball into the tight spaces that Indiana presents. Now, the next guy, Moore, might be, you know, and Indiana did a great job against them the first time. Can they do it again? We'll see. We'll see. I'm not ready to pick that game as yet. We're going to have to pick that game, I guess, coming up soon in our next batch of contest picks. Illini Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thank you very much for having me on. Happy New Year to
Happy
you and
to you too,
and the rest of the WCCP fan base.
Yep.
I got one thing to say. Yeah. How about them Illini, baby?
Yeah. I had you beating Tennessee, and I like Bielma over Heupel, and I think it proved that way. I thought Altmaier really played well. I thought you got the better quarterback playing the deal, and the better team won the game. I thought Illinois was the better team. And
it came down. It was a great game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Unfortunately, one team had to lose, but you know, Illinois went ahead and kicked that field goal. And then, of course, David Alano, the guy that kicks the field goal, what does he do from Illinois? He enters the transfer portal.
Oh, I didn't know that,
buddy.
I didn't know he entered the portal.
What a joke. You know, it's kind of like Josh McCray last year. You know, he's the Citrus Bowl Cheese It MVP when we beat South Carolina. Sorry, South Carolina fans. But then he goes to Georgia, and what does he do? He rushed 53 times this year for 135 yards.
Yep.
If he had stayed at Illinois would have been 10-2. We'd have beat Wisconsin. We'd have beat Washington. We'd have been better than 13th ranked in the nation. We'd have been in the college football playoffs. But, no, this guy's got to go to Georgia. Okay, how'd that work out for you, buddy?
Have you been surprised? I'm just sort of curious what you've heard there as from an Illinois standpoint. Have you been surprised that with these other major openings that apparently nobody went after Bielma? Because I'm very surprised. I'm surprised Penn State didn't go after him. I'm surprised Michigan didn't go after him.
Well, kid, I'm going to tell you something. You know, Brett Bielema is from Illinois originally. Yeah. He played college football at Iowa, but he's the first Illinois coach to have back-to-back bowl wins.
Yeah.
The first Illinois coach
to
have 9+ win seasons, and he's got more wins in 2 seasons than any other Illinois coach in history.
Yeah.
He's got 19 wins in the last 2 years. He's building a program. Obviously, Illinois needs to go to the quarterback portal. I don't think the guys that they have in reserve right now are up to the task. And that leads me to my next question, Walt. Do you think Sam Levitt, Dylan Raiola, who's the kid from ECU, Hauser, or I don't think the kid from JMU is going to go to Illinois. He's going to go to Indiana and
probably
back up the younger Mendoza.
Yeah, I think Hauser has a live arm. I'm not a big Raiola guy. Who else did you say?
What about Sam Levitt from Arizona State?
Well, you know, it depends which Levitt you get. If you get the Levitt from 2 years ago when he faced Texas in the BCS in a playoff game and played as well as he did, and then Levitt this year was a completely different guy. I think he played part of the year injured, but at the start of the year he really did not play well, and it was surprising because he had Tyson back, who was his leading arguably the nation's best receiver, who was missing. He was hurt when they played Texas in the playoff, and so they had him back, and I thought he would really continue to play well, and that's not what happened. So it depends which version of Levitt you get. Now, he has a real ability to extend plays. I think he would fit really well, though, with what Bielma wants to do. And so I think of those options, I would probably prefer him. And I don't know what price tag you're talking about for Levitt.
And neither do I, Walt, but I just wanted to throw those four possible quarterback transfer portals out as far as Illinois might get.
Yeah, I think the under.
And the last thing I want to talk about, I'm sure you watch the game, you watch all the games. Hank Beatty, the Illinois wide receiver, senior wide receiver, he reminds me a lot of Jordy Nelson and Hunter Renfrow. He's 6 foot, 185. Yeah. He's a slot receiver. I would love for my Packers to pick him up. Boy, that'd be a great third or fourth round draft pick, in my opinion. And I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Have a great day.
Good talking to you. Yeah. Yeah, Beatty's a good player, really good player, tough, good short area quickness, what you need as a slot receiver. There's a lot to like there. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Final sale of the year is on, and they've saved the best for last. There's a lot to like here, too. You can still get in. Hurry in for the best selections. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. With discounts this big, these vehicles will go fast. Big news. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Rams. End of year sale is on, and I believe it is still going on. It is still going on. Ramona just confirmed. Okay, to the 10th. So you have... You basically have another week to take advantage of insane discounts. I mean, I'm talking new trucks discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price, and many of them with a rate of 4.9%, which is crazy. With the 10 grand, yeah, you can save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving 10 grand on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. I'm not sure what you want. At Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them both, do a side-by-side comparison, see what you like best. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive all those, too. Go test drive trucks all day at Lake Kiwi to find the one you want. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate, and they're all clearance price for this massive year-end sale, actually to January 10th now. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over, 600 vehicles. Financing is easy, regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved. So hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. You will thank me later. All right, quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Clemson fans, whether you're buying or selling a house or just protecting your home as a future investment, you need a contractor you can truly trust. At CrawlSpace Medic, we are locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, and we provide fast reports, itemized estimates, and zero sales pressure. We offer free inspections for homeowners and real estate agents, all completed by certified techs. Partner with CrawlSpace Medic today for that free inspection.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing: thank you.
thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple. Quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance, and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Experience the Davis Services difference, where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
If you had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out Ortho Laser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. Ortho Laser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with Ortho Laser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773, 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Great-great-granddaddy rode with John Wesley Harden, gunned down and buried in a grave without a stone. I'm a direct descendant of a long line of renegades, some good,
something bad, I suppose. I didn't come in here looking for no trouble. But if trouble's what you...
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Line's been busy most of the day, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about, especially you Alabama and Georgia fans. What do you want? What do you want? I see you with...
What I always want...
Not yet. It's too soon. We just got back. It's too soon. Oh, that guy with the hoodie there. He looks cold. Yeah, I mean, I wonder what the temperature is there. It looks very, very cold. Played in a very cold rain. And that rain has been coming down. Navy facing a 3rd-and-2. Only 2:44 left in the first half in a 7-7 game with Navy and Cincinnati. And I think he picked up the first. I believe. I didn't see exactly where he spotted, but I believe they picked up the first there. Navy's going to have to get going here. It'll air Horvath in the rain. Again, a little update on this deal. It's 7-7 Navy and Cincinnati. There's 2:19 and counting left in the first half. Navy is at their own 30-yard line. So a long way to go to get in scoring range, probably, particularly in these conditions, which don't seem ideal. So we'll find out what Navy can do. Here they come on the option. Horvath pitches it. Oh, pitches it to nobody. Pitched it behind the running back. Luckily for Horvath, he sort of followed the play and was able to knock it out of bounds. So no turnover there. But again, rough conditions to run a little triple option, which is what Navy did on that play. Yeah, that was not there. I don't know what Horvath was doing there. Horvath is so good at running all elements of that offense, but that was not there. The back was covered, and he should never have pitched that ball. Got lucky. Ramona, we have this game in our contest, and Navy is a 7-point favorite. Is that what you said, 7?
Yes.
Okay. You and I have Navy. What's the breakdown on that little deal?
I have to look it up.
Okay. I mean, you just say that so indignantly, like
I told you that earlier.
Like I'm pointing you out. No, you didn't tell me what the breakdown.
I didn't tell you the breakdown
on the game was.
That's what
I'm asking. See, this is a different question, Ramona. Stay caught up here. It's a different question. And you get in 654-7627. I'm getting to you, people. On the
9-3 Navy.
Oh, really? Okay, on the Oregon. So who are the commies in the group?
Oh my God!
Who are the commies in the group?
Let's see. We got Sam.
Oh, commie.
Mike,
commie.
And John.
Mike picked against Navy.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Jeez, I thought so highly of him.
John.
I thought so highly of him.
That's a shock.
Yeah, it's all going now. you're gonna get all those right. You can let me know. Lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627 before we get going. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. With Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. We've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now's the best time to get in the game because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assist more. Just a little pro tip: take anybody on Underdog that Luka Doncic is guarding. Take them to go higher, way freaking higher than the number. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Like I said, the single biggest winning formula on Underdog when it comes to the NBA is figure out who Luka Doncic is going to be guarding and take them to go higher than every number they have. But I love playing the NBA, man. I not only love playing the NBA before games, maybe my favorite thing on all of Underdog is to play live in-game NBA action. And I have reasons for it. Pro tip, reason number one is you already know what the game is like. See, I mean, when you play beforehand, you don't really know what type of game it is. So in other words, if I play live in-game, and let's say we're right before half and the score is, I don't know, 54-53. I already know it's a competitive game, and the likelihood is it's going to stay a competitive game. So I'm not going to lose anybody who gets taken out of the game to a blowout. All right. So I have that element. And then I also know who's hot and who's not, you know, and that's a real plus to know that. And so I love playing live in game, but you have to be quick because the numbers change every few seconds and you want to get the numbers that are best for you. But man, I am all over live game NBA action. I love it. Love it. Love it. And you should be too. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries. How about that? When you play your first $5, that's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. And then, not only do you get this bonus, but once you get in, you get all these special deals, these promos, the gimme picks, the deal reveals. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. You know, the Aiden Child story on...
Excuse me one second.
Yeah.
940 wants to know if we made resolutions. Mine is always the same. Can you guess what it is?
Yeah, well, mine is not to make any resolutions.
Mine is not to kill you.
That's not a resolution.
That's a resolution.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It's the same every year.
It is. Every year I accomplish it.
You know, and I'm so sweet to you, and I give you such wonderful Christmas gifts that nobody else does. You know, if you kill me, you won't get any of that stuff.
You know what? Just so, today starts our 19th year of doing the show.
Is that right?
That is correct.
That's insane.
We started January 2nd.
Really?
2007.
See, I would have no idea of that. None. Absolutely none. Like, I wouldn't know whether it was 10 years or 20 years. I would have no
idea. It's like 30, 40. But yeah, this is our 19th year we're doing right
keep
now.
Keep talking, because that Christmas present you get keeps going down.
Yeah. Oh. So is my activities over here.
To the phones, Ron and then Bagel John. Ron, how are you, Ron? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Doing great. Happy New Year and happy anniversary to you and Miss Ramona.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Thank you.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
It.
Hey, I absolutely loved what I got to see yesterday with Alabama getting beat, and the past weekend with Georgia going down in flames.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a new kid on the block. And I said, it's hard to pick who it would be. I would like to see it be Ole Miss, just to see them be able to tell Lane Kiffin what do you think about yourself now?
Yeah, you know, Mark, Ron, there's a few great stories here, and one of them is that if Ole Miss won the national championship, it would just be spitting right in Lane Kiffin's face, and then I think Indiana is still a great story, even though they've become a dominant team. I think they're a great story.
Absolutely. What I hope that. And no disrespect meant, but what I hope the Tigers and all are doing is you know, taking notes on how to tackle and how to guard defenses and all. Because, I mean, we have been seeing some stellar football.
Yeah.
And I hope it continues. And is it a reflection on the ACC in a good way or a bad way that the number three team is seemingly dominating their opponents in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think the answer to that, Ron, is that we all knew that Miami is really the best team in the ACC. They're the only team that really had the talent to compete on this level. You know, Virginia, who had a nice bowl win, you know, Virginia and Duke, they were not going to beat. They both won bowl games, but neither one of those teams was going to play with any of these teams. You know, the only team that had the NFL level talent to play with these teams was Miami. And the fact is, they have as much as anybody, and they're playing up to the talent. And it starts at the line of scrimmage, where, you know, I felt all year that you can make a case that Miami was the best line of scrimmage team, offense and defensive line, in the field. And that's why I picked them to beat Ohio State. The more I thought about Miami, Ohio State, the more I thought that Miami more closely resembled the Ohio State team that won the title last season with a veteran quarterback and a physical running back, a mature running back, than did this Ohio State team. And I thought Miami took it to them in that regard. And they're good enough at the line of scrimmage. It's all going to come down to Carson Beck and how he plays.
right? I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm like, where was this at during the regular season for Miami? I was like, was it the injuries? Was it just they're reserving, saving themselves, winning just enough? But
Beck played two bad games.
Hats off to them for getting it done like they're doing. It's making the ACC look good.
Yeah, and Beck played two bad games during the regular season, and those are the games Miami lost. And he has been prone to those type of stinkers throughout his career. But I haven't got to this game yet, but I'm going to get to it in a minute. But I honestly thought that Carson Beck played the best game he has ever played in his career in that game.
I would agree. I've seen him last year with Georgia, and it's like I said, he just played like a totally different dude.
Yep.
And one quick NFL question. Who you picking for Carolina and the Buccaneers? Are we going to get it done? And I think we're going to get it done and get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. But, I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Brian.
Do it again. Happy anniversary to y'all and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Ron. Very kind of you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I can't trust really either of those teams. By the way, Ramona, Blake Horvath of Navy just had a dude running 25 yards in the open for a walk-in touchdown, and he missed him. Oh, my goodness gracious, Blake. You're too good to miss that throw. He's going to get another shot right here. He's not going to miss this one. That's an easy score. That's what you do, Blake. That's why you're Navy, Blake. You come back. You make a mistake. You don't just hang your head. You come right back, and you throw a touchdown pass the very next play. Man, that is awesome. How about that, Ramona? Navy takes the lead late in the first half here. Pending the extra point. Extra point could be an adventure in this weather, but that was a much more difficult throw, although this guy on the post route is still open, just not as open as the prior receiver was. But this is a good throw by Horvath. Put that right on the money. Led his receiver perfectly. That makes up for it right there. All right, Bengal John, I will get to you as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere, John. You will be up first. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. Look, when a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits. They do it all. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem. Not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And listen, when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. If you lose your heat in the middle of winter, you need help. You need it now. Ace is coming. Proudly serving the Greenville and surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. $189 value. Tell them I sent you. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Quick break. Walt tip to the road rage. We will be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan.